Islamic Revolution, Iranian Youth, Hope and Self-Belief. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, these days mark the 44th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. The Islamic Revolution triumphed with the struggles of all strata of people, especially the young generation, who were committed to their historical identity and, with hope in a bright future, fought the tyrannical regime and rescued the society via the inspiring teachings of Islam. This became a role model for other nations to get rid of suffocation and oppression. Stay tuned for more. The Islamic Revolution triumphed in Iran under the circumstances that the world was run by the Western Bloc led by the US and the Eastern Bloc led by the former Soviet Union. The two superpowers had dominated over the globe politically, economically, and militarily. Therefore, any nation which intended to free itself from the domestic despotism would cling to one of the poles of power. At that time, Iran was under a dictatorial regime which was a puppet of Washington. Thus, naturally, any movement was considered to form on the grounds of Marxism as the dominant discourse of revolutionary communities. But the Islamic Revolution gained victory by Imam Khomeini, the great religious leader who had gathered people from all walks of life around the flag of Ashura, and the instructions of Imam Hussein, the younger grandson of the Prophet of Islam. Till early 1970s, nobody believed that the Iranian people could stage an all-out uprising against the mercenary Shah under a religious leader. In fact, what caused public awakening in Iran was the revival of anti-oppression teachings of Islam. The Iranian youth found their missing identity in the justice-seeking beliefs of Islam rather than the imported thoughts like Marxism and socialism. Marxism called religion as the opium of masses, while Islam revived masses against any Western or Eastern tyrannical regime. Furthermore, the Iranian people had bitter memories of the Soviet Union in the separation of Azerbaijan from the motherland and other events in past decades and centuries. Imam Khomeini breathed the spirit of self-belief in the moribund body of the young community and inspired them against the horrific dictatorial regime which enjoyed every support of the US. Thus, they succeeded to overthrow the Shah's regime in a short time. However, 70,000 of the Iranian nation were martyred in the way of the lofty ideals of the revolution. Imam Khomeini was both the political and religious leader of the youth. Religiousness, self-belief, and hope were the three factors in the Iranian young generation which helped them topple the British-installed and American-supported Pahlavi regime. Therefore, they taught the youth in other downtrodden and oppressed countries to stand against tyranny and injustice, and regain their historical ideals. The point to note here is that the three factors not only caused the Islamic Revolution triumph, but have helped it remain and flourish till this day, despite unlimited enmity of the global arrogance and Zionism. Iran has gone through innumerable conspiracies during 44 years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution. These conspiracies include separatist moves on borders, the eight-year imposed Iraqi war, illegal economic and political sanctions with baseless pretexts, and the round-the-clock propaganda campaign against the Iranian nation and government with the U.S., Zionist, Saudi-hired media. Nevertheless, the Iranian youths have defended the lofty ideals of the Islamic Revolution inexhaustibly. Many analysts and socio-political observers maintain that the Iranian youths will keep appearing more proudly and gloriously in the global arenas despite all hindrances put by the U.S., the Zionist regime, and their lackeys and hangers-on. The Iranian youth have already turned into the role model of freedom-seeking and justice-seeking youth across the world, and the big powers will not be able to stop this trend no matter how much they spend on their lie-disseminating media and terrorist training network here and there.